The city of Eureka is moving forward with the long-anticipated Bay to Zoo Trail project, which has been in development for over 20 years. Once completed, the trail will connect the existing waterfront trail to the Sequoia Park Zoo, running north-south along Eureka's sloughs and gulches. In 2023, the project received funding through a Caltrans grant, allowing the city to advance the planning and design process. Environmental impact studies required by both the National Environmental Policy Act, NEPA, and the California Environmental Quality Act, CEQA, have been completed. The next phase will focus on refining the trail's design, determining the final alignment, and selecting construction materials and methods. The city will also engage with property owners along the proposed route, encouraging them to participate in the planning process over the next 9 to 12 months. For more, KMA News contacted Brittany Powell, project manager with the City of Eureka's Engineering Department.
So, as some of you may know, the Bay to Zoo Trail has been conceptualized for over 20 years and is a strategic visioning goal for the Eureka City Council. The trail will link existing waterfront trail to Sequoia Park Zoo, running north and south along Eureka sloughs and gulches. In 2023, the City of Eureka was awarded funding for the proposed Bay to Zoo Trail project with grant funds from Caltrans. We are excited to bring the community project to reality. The extensive planning necessary for this project has been underway for quite some time. In 2024, the city contracted with GHD to perform environmental impact studies and preliminary engineering. The project has completed environmental studies as required by NEPA and CEQA, which are environmental quality acts. These studies represent the first phase of project work. The next phase will include furthering the trail design and determining the precise alignment. We will look at elevations along the trail, the types of materials and construction methods to reach a 65% and then a 100% design set. Most importantly, this next phase includes conversations with property owners along the adjacent trail alignment.
Powell says property owners adjacent to the proposed Bay to Zoo Trail project have been contacted by mail, and the city is conducting a public comment and input period, which is expected to last throughout the year. But she explained that this project has been in the works for over two decades.
Well, I mean, over the 20 years, the previous project managers here had already started, you know, those initial conversations. So we already had kind of a lot of residents along the trail that were very familiar, some supportive, some not as much. But in the last couple of weeks, we've, you know, updated outreach to the residents, and I've gotten phone calls, emails, a lot of people really excited and supportive of the trail. Some not as much have concerns, you know, questions about fences or how it's going to look for them. So as we progress, those are going to be some major conversations that we have, and, you know, continuing the conversations with the residents.
In addition to safety and maintenance, community members have expressed concerns related to fire hazards and Eureka's homeless population, creating an increased crime risk. Powell says they're aware of those concerns and plan on working with the Eureka Police Department and the Community Services Department to ensure the trail remains safe.
And we have already met with Chief Stevens from the Eureka Police Department, the park rangers. We're getting their feedback on what they see. You know, construction of the trail isn't expected until 2026 at the earliest. So we're really trying to plan for the resources to be able to patrol effectively. And this particular trail seems to be a little bit different than others, with it being in some people's backyards, essentially. So ideally, there's going to be a lot more eyes and visual on the trail. So if problems do arise, they can be called into the police department quickly, and issues can be addressed before, you know, any large encampments or bigger problems arise.
The trail will connect Eureka's waterfront trail to the Sequoia Park Zoo. And according to the project's website, it will extend over 6 miles of trail access, creating bike and pedestrian-friendly routes between the Bay to Zoo Trail corridor and Eureka's downtown and Old Town areas. The trail will also connect existing bike lanes on Harris Street and Myrtle Avenue, improving east-west travel options for cyclists. The website also cited a study by the UC Berkeley Transportation Injury Mapping System. The data illustrates a total of 35 collisions involving a motor vehicle and a pedestrian or bicycle that occurred on roadways surrounding the Bay to Zoo Trail. This project hopes to prevent future incidents.
I think it's super exciting, you know, it's the Safe Routes to School Trail, being able to cross from the north end to the south end of Eureka. There's going to be raised boardwalks going over the slough and then go into a canopy of beautiful trees. A lot of diversity of trail, just being able to see a part of Eureka that hasn't really been seen before and not have traffic speeding by.
Over 90% of the total project cost was funded through grants and included support from the California Coastal Conservancy, the California Transportation Improvement Program, the Humboldt County Association of Governments Transportation Development Act, and nearly $9 million from the California Active Transportation Program. The city of Eureka contributed less than 10% of the funding, totaling around $1 million. Powell believes this trail will bring multiple positive benefits to the city.
Anything from financial improvements to, you know, raising property values. So if it's done right and we're working with our residents, I do believe that this is going to be a great thing, that people are going to brag about having this trail and having this access close to their home. So it's going to take a lot of work and community effort and collaboration, but I do really see that this is going to be a great thing for residents and visitors.
As for the next phase of the project and its final completion date.
And over the course of the next year, finalizing the design and outreach with homeowners along the trail alignment and working together to purchase easements for the trail. So that will be probably take at least a year. And then we can move into construction likely late 26. And I think we anticipate it to be about a two-year construction. So possibly finishing up in 2028 would be a good estimate.
To learn more about the Bay to Zoo Trail, you can visit the project's website.
We have a robust website available to view that can be viewed at eurekaca.gov or just typing into Google Bay to Zoo Trail. Updates will be shared with the public as they become available. I welcome anyone with questions or concerns to give me a call, send me an email. I'm excited for this trail, and I know there are concerns, and I would like to talk to anyone that has questions and, you know, help them access somebody here at the city that, you know, willing to talk it out and get it all out there. So I welcome anyone to give me a call.
You can contact the project manager, Brittany Powell, by email. That's bpowell@eurekaca.gov or by phone at 707-441-4127. A link to this information and more can also be found at kmud.org. Our newsroom will continue to share updates.